This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. I almost said Monday, which I don't know how you get that wrong.
That's really wrong.
If that tells you anything about how our day at Twin Peaks yesterday happened, yeah. I can tell you that
you
is...
You got the Monday blahs working?
Brother. I blame some of our good folks that came out. I know that Eli had me take a couple
of
shots.
Eli was just buying shots for everyone.
Yeah, I had a couple of shots. Those did not wear off quickly. Yeah. I had some shots with some other folks. Y'all, yeah. Man, y'all turn out. Y'all show up for Sports Radio 610.
I got home and I was like, man, that's stronger than I thought it was.
Yeah, and you only had one. You were like, I need one and I got work to do. Yeah. And I was like, nah, I'm here and I am feeling it, but I'm excited. Yeah. It's a funky Friday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's get going. There's a lot to cover on this Friday, including I want to start with the Texans here, Lopez. We'll get to the tournament here shortly, but I did want to start with the Texans and get involved. 713-572-4610. That is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
Thank you, Jim, and also thank you to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live stream.
We keep it 100.
On YouTube and Twitch, but y'all ready for the disrespect card to be played?
Yeah, man.
When it comes to these Texans? Because, I mean, look, this offseason has been one where locally we've had our ups and downs and we've had a lot of air been blown by us and others about these things in various different ways. But the thing that has been constant has been like a more national perspective of sports looking in on Houston and being like, what the bleep is happening, to the point where, you know, there's various, you know, grades and rankings on what the offseason has looked like to this point. And I think to a man, they have been negative. I don't know that there's been any ones that have been, yo, the Texans are doing a great thing or having a good offseason. In a way that I think that we would have more diversity locally on grading this offseason thus far.
Yeah, and I was looking at these. So I stumbled across a post-free agency power rankings in the NFL. And I went, oh, that's interesting. You know, curiosity, that whole thing. And it got me thinking, are we too close to the Texans or are they too far? You know, because these national, I don't think they know some of the things that we do, which is, you know, obviously we're around this team all the time and talk to people and know things from over there all the time.
So we maybe drink and know things.
Maybe they're too far away, but maybe we're too close as well. You know, with the rose-colored glasses, all that. So I started digging in and I searched post-free agency power rankings.
Okay.
I came across four. The highest the Texans were ranked, 14th. 15th, 16th, and 23rd were the other three. Dude, They're middle of the pack, you know, from the outside looking in. Middle of the pack. Is that, what is that? I mean, are they too far away from things or are we too close?
I'm not even sure if I have a particular answer to those particular questions. It feels like it's going to be somewhere in the middle, which, again, that's not a satisfactory answer. But the reason why I get there is because you look at the offseason that the Texans have had, and some of the and I don't even want to like cast judgment. If we're just going to go as objectively as we can, the largest, like the ones that made the most noise of the Texans' moves, what were those?
The most recent one was a big one. And, of course,
The trading of Laramie Tunsil.
Well, that was the biggest that's one going the biggest other one. Way.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about it in general. The moves that they made. Biggest noisemaker was an outgoing trade that brought back draft picks. Some of it future capital. Another one was, at least locally, was bringing back Sheldon Rankins. Another one was bringing in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That's the one that had the most positive impact.
Yeah.
And you sent out Kenyon Green, so it still had a little bit of a light shown on this offensive line, which was a clear and evident issue for this Texas team last year. Like, I think that in any given space, there's not a lot of the things that are sexy for offseason and for free agency in particular, where honestly winning free agency isn't the biggest thing in the world, but it's just kind of surprising that there was no one willing to find as much of the negative or as much as the positives within what the Texans have done.
But you mentioned C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I thought they got some there.
They definitely got some love on the C.J. GJ.
Christian Kirk. You know, making
that's
that
true, and that happened a little bit earlier. And I think the love that was there,
and I thought the one that would maybe put him over the top. And this, to be fair, this was the ones I looked at were right before the Cam Robinson deal. Maybe that changes something. I don't think it changes a lot because there's mixed reviews on him.
Well, I think it continues to add to the negativity. I want to take you to Nate Tice. He's by the way, the co-host of the Football 301 podcast with Charles McDonald, who we talked to earlier this week. I know that Matt Harmon also gets involved. I don't want to ignore him. But it's a solid podcast. Nate Tice is very good, right? His dad, Mike Tice, coached the Vikings for a very long time. I say all this to remind you that I think he's very good at his job and his analysis. And I bring you to his recent thoughts. I think that they had this podcast come out literally yesterday about the Cam Robinson signing in particular.
The stopgaps that they signed and trade for is a little concerning to me because, you know, signing Cam Robinson to the one-year deal, he's a stopgap, and he has started, but I've brought this stat up a lot. He allowed the highest one-on-one pressure rate among all offensive tackles last year in the NFL once he joined the Vikings. And even if you looked at the whole season, he was still below average when he was with the Jags. He's always been average at best at tackle. And, you know, the Patriots, who have gigantic gaps on their offensive line, said no thanks. That's because, you know, Doug Marrone, their offensive line coach, who I also have some issues with, some of the stuff he's done recently. But he was like, I don't want Cam Robinson. I coached him before. I don't want him again. That should be a big red alert. Like, a team that desperately needs offensive linemen, and coaches love coaching players they used to coach because they're lazy. And he was like, no legs. That is scary to me.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's the strongest case against Cam Robinson you'll hear, the fact that his former coach didn't take him.
Yeah.
That's about as strong as you. And I've been defending the move because of the Sam Darnold factor, holding the ball, and it makes tackles look bad. But that's about as strong as you can get against Cam Robinson. So you might be right. I thought it might help the Texans in terms of power rankings. Hell, it might hurt them.
And honestly, that might be an indication that we might be too close. Because again, we have been looking at, and I think a lot of the justification on offensive line and the way that they've gone about things has been, it was really bad last year. I think we understand uniquely the things that made it a little bit difficult to push forward in the immediate and in the near future for, and I know that those sound like the same thing, but I think you get what I mean. Like the immediate being this season, the near being the next two, three seasons. Future with this offensive line and trying to make it better with Laramie Tunsil, whether it's contract, whether it's, you know, kind of culture, what have you.
Yeah.
And we know uniquely those issues, and so we're focused in on that. But to be fair, and I know that there's been people on this station that have had criticisms of it. What's happening to my boy Clint?
Yeah.
This offensive line, what they have done to try and make it better, there's a lot of questions here still. So even in that big place, the big issue that you came into the offseason with, I don't know that you have definitive answers. And, I mean, even the best-case scenario you look at, and if you go Cam Robinson as some level of competition or starter, you have two other guys that you brought in on the offensive line that are just competition, and you're still hoping you're still hoping to get better play out of Titus, you're hoping to get better play out of Blake Fisher, and then you're hoping to plop in a rookie or two and get better. Like, it's fair to have some of that, I guess, quote unquote disrespect, but I think locally, right, we're going to hold that though. We're going to hold on to that card on the off chance there that this offense comes out here like gangbusters.
But this is the reason I feel that it is far too, those rankings are far too low.
Okay.
Because you can talk about, and we just did, you know, the offensive line and some of the moves and Laramie Tunsil going out and not a lot coming back, and you're doubting Cam Robinson. It's still low in terms of the post, you know, free agency rankings, power rankings. Did you not see this defense? Did you not see how good this and how far this defense took this team, you know, with a subpar offensive line that can only, and I don't subscribe to this, but I do get it in this regard. You know, it can't be worse. You know, that's not the bar, but at the same time, it can't be. It truly cannot be worse. Did you not see how far this defense took this team last year? They are better than 15, 16, and 23 just based on that alone and the moves that they added on the defense. And one more thing, are you not familiar with C.J. Stroud's work? So like when they come up with these power rankings, yes, you might just focus in on, well, I don't know about that offensive line. It can't be worse, but I don't know how much better it got. Yeah, but you're ignoring the reason that they got to the divisional round, you know?
Do you think that those rankings are rankings of the teams at this juncture, or do you think those rankings are just rankings of the off seasons?
I think they're biased. They're being swayed by just the off season moves and not looking at the teams.
Okay.
And that's where I was like, get ready to play the disrespect card, because I guarantee you this defense is not just better, it could be a lot better than it was last year, and we know how good it was. And now you've got, you know, Gardner Johnson, you've got all these guys coming in, you got a happy Danielle Hunter, and you know all this stuff, and C.J. Stroud with, oh by the way, new offensive scheme. We don't know what it's going to be, but it can't be worse, as has been talked about.
Hey, that's another question mark, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh no, it could be. It could be, but it also could be a big check mark. You know.
Sure. Do you think that this is a fair text that comes in from the 281 on the Jim Allen, the Texas Hammer text?
The Texas Hammer!
Oh, Jim, you still there? What's happening? The Texans are not trying to win a Super Bowl. They just want to make moves to keep you interested so they can fill up the stadium.
Welcome to 2014.
Okay, so you're saying
that's what the Texans might have been in the past.
Okay.
And I'm just being honest. I think they like to play dress up, is what I used to call it. Some of our longtime listeners will remember me talking about the Texans as a team that likes to play dress up, like to say all the right things, you know, like to act like they're going to be a contender, but never really back it up with big moves. I don't think that's the case at all. They are making win now moves. They did it last year. They spent the money. Cal and Hannah are spending money. They're, you know, so,
they sure are.
So no, that comment right there might be a little PTSD from the way the Texans used to do things. That's not how they do it now.
Okay, so then can I add into the into evidence, as I'm trying to, I guess, pretend to be some level of lawyer or what have you, this that came out from The Athletic, and this is actually focusing on ownerships. They put out a little bit of a breakdown. In fact, a tiers list. I love a good tiers
Everybody
list.
Everybody loves a good
man.
Tiers
it's
list.
It's always good to see a good tiers list. How much does every NFL owner want to win? Mm-hmm. And they broke this down into tiers, as I mentioned, the tiers named as such. There's a contention mode tier. There's a willing to do what it takes tier. There's a content to compete tier. There is a trying to get right, to get it right tier.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a stuck in struggle mode tier. What tier would you assume, or would you slot, or would you maybe figure that the Athletic slotted the McNair ownership group into?
100% willing to do what it takes. 100%. And look, you guys know me, man. If you listen to this show for any amount of time, I'm not. That's the last thing I am, is the old Texans, you know, they can't do no wrong, because I literally just said it. I used to say, you know, they used to play dress up. I think this is a different era.
All right, so I will bring you to, again, to this tier list. Contention mode has the likes of the Ravens, the Bills, the Lions, the Chiefs, the Eagles. That feels right, right?
Yeah.
Okay, willing to win or to do what it takes to win. That's the tier that you you think that they should be in. All right, the team's in there. The Packers, the Chargers, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Niners, the Bucks, the Commanders.
Hmm.
Finn.
What tier is that?
That is
willing to do what
willing
it takes.
To do what it takes. So they
Chargers.
Yeah, well,
good question.
I don't know about the Chargers, man.
Right, the Chargers are in there. The Commandos have just gotten into that realm. Mm-hmm. But yes, like those are the teams that they put in.
Not the Texans.
No Texans. We move to the next one. Content to compete, which is what that texture was throwing up there. The Cardinals, the Bengals, the Saints, Finn. Trying to get it right is where the Panthers, the Bears, the Broncos, and the Raiders, the Patriots, Seahawks, and Texans.
Trying to get it right?
I'll give you the blurb in a segment that I like to call reading. Yeah. Houston, owned by Cal McNair, has won back-to-back AFC South titles with Coach D'Amico Ryans and GM Nick Caserio at the helm. Factual. but the Texans have had a curious offseason, trading away their two best veteran offensive linemen while all... Wait, hold on. Sorry. Let me stop. In doing the segment of reading, I just got hit. Their best two veteran offensive linemen, because one of them, I imagine, is Laremy Tunsil. Maybe you make that case. Are we talking about Kenyon Green? And I say this with all due respect to Kenyon Green, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be no jerk.
Shaq?
He got released.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. We got to be talking about Shaq.
I will continue the segment that I like to call reading.
You're out of breath. That threw you for a curve.
It did. I was shocked, and I read this earlier. All right, trading away their best two veteran offensive linemen while also making Derek Stingley Jr. the highest-paid cornerback in the league and giving defensive end Danielle Hunter a big money extension. The desire is there, but if the Texans don't land a couple of O-line cornerstones in the draft, C.J. Stroud's chances of achieving his true potential are bleak.
That's garbage. That's just flat-out garbage. That's not what this team is. We can talk about it. We do talk about it. Some of the things we can question, maybe some things we endorse. But to say that they're not willing to do what it takes to win, this is 2 years running where they're spending money. They're bringing in players. They're trying to find the solution, you know, to put them over the top. Well, they're doing everything they can.
They are trying to get it right.
It seemed like last season was the key because they went out and got Danielle Hunter, which nobody expected that.
Yeah.
They traded for Stephon Diggs. It seemed like they were trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I
that's disrespect.
So go ahead and put that one in your back.
Ring
pocket.
The bell. That's disrespect. We're playing the
bell's a little far
the disrespect
right now.
Card here. There we go. There's the bell right there's the disrespect and cliche bell. The versatile bell.
So, I mean, look, we're just going to have to hold on to the disrespect while also, I think, very rightfully watching this offensive line intently to see, can you then make all of these naysayers, let all these naysayers know, shout out to Jalen Milroe, in this space, because I am starting to have some concern. I'm not going to lie about this offense. I guess starting is not right because we've been in this place, but this offensive line.
The team at large?
The team at large is in a great place, but there's a huge, huge linchpin that this lands on, and it's making sure your offensive line gets right because it is fair to say that if you don't get this offensive line right, you know, and CJ Stroud's chances of achieving what he can do are bleak. Like, that's 100% true. We lived through that last season, and it can't be that again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, depending on what Nick Caserio is capable of doing for the remainder of this period.
No, I feel disrespected.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we can all carry this disrespect together. Shout out to Pal Pal, says, stop listening to the national media trying to cover any Houston team a long time ago. Houston media can't cover, or sorry, national media rather, can't cover Houston accurately. Let's hope that they're right. Let's hope that they're right, because that's exactly what the Texans need. They need the national media to be very wrong in this regard in order to reach what they need to in this season in particular. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Friday. I always get involved. We appreciate you doing that on the text line 713-572-4610. And coming up next, what was your feelings about night one, or day one rather, of NCAA basketball? Because I currently am working with someone who is very pleased with the first day. We'll talk about that and more next.